TV. You may be wondering what's happening to my voice. Well, on this day I'm very tired, and this is about 1 a.m. in the morning. Well, I just decided to drop something here, a word or two that will encourage you, that will keep you going, that will just be your sign. Okay, today I just want to let us know that, I just want to tell you, you listening to this right now, you listening to me, that everything happens for a reason. Okay, my long story cut short is that I was supposed to travel today, and I was already eager. Today's Thursday, so Easter holidays begin tomorrow. So our last lectures were supposed to be for today. So I was supposed to travel today. Okay, that was yesterday, on Thursday. And then I've been looking forward to the holidays since Sunday. I was just eager to go home. I was just saying, when will Thursday reach? Let me start going home. Okay, so I was preparing my mind, putting my things together so that once the D-Day arrives, I just zap back home, meet my family, my brothers, my parents, my neighbors, you know, my uncle's wife, my cousins, because they live close to us, okay? So, on this fateful day, they pasted the lecture schedule for Thursday, and it was 1 o'clock lecture and 2 o'clock lecture. Okay, I said, okay, that's fair enough. I can travel in 4 hours. I'll be arriving by 6 p.m., 7 p.m., thereabouts. Well, it's fair to arrive by 7 because it's still a little bit bright by 7 p.m. And by then, I've already been very close to home. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for us to get to the class, 1 o'clock lecture was delayed, you know. Emergency came up and the lecturer had to call that he was going to be delayed. It was going to delay and he came around past 2. Okay. I said, let me manage. While we were still trying to take that in, we received a notification that 2 o'clock lecture had been moved to 4 p.m. Oh my God, at this point, you'll be wondering, what is happening to these people? Well, I can't really blame them. They're medical doctors and they're also lecturers. So one thing or the other may scatter their plans and schedules because they're working both in the university and in the hospital. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, I just couldn't take it. That's it, I couldn't take it, but anyway, I'm already taking it. I'm still here, so I'll be traveling today. So in that case. So in the long run, I'm just trying to tell her that everything happens for a reason. And assuming I made that journey, probably I wouldn't be here to give you this podcast to encourage you to hold on to what's happening. I'm not telling you that things happen for a reason. Mean that you shouldn't change what you can. Doesn't mean, I'm not telling you that you shouldn't go on with what happens. I'm not telling you not to adjust. But then, wherever is modifiable, go ahead and modify it. But if it's not, why not go with the flow, move with the flow, accept what has happened, go ahead to make the next moves, the necessary moves, and life goes on. And if it's something that is tragic, I'm very sorry, I feel your pain, but life will still go on, except life is not going on, but life will still go on definitely. So go ahead, make those adjustments, and you see things getting better. You will not break down because you have made up your mind to adjust. Okay? And then, the fact that many people are more of perfectionists, and once things don't go according to their plans, they seem to want to abandon them. So I'm telling you at this point, this is your sign. Don't abandon that project. Don't abandon that plan to go ahead. Keep pushing. Keep moving forward. Everything happens for a reason. Sometimes, as little as my posts, sometimes I make very nice, to me, they're very nice write-ups, and for me to copy, or if I select, or maybe I want to copy this text so that I can post it on other pages or something, or edit it later on. Many times I've selected all texts. I've just done select all, and then for me to tap on copy, I mistakenly, one way or the other, I don't know how I tap, maybe a letter or erase, and the whole text is gone. And I'm like, oh my God, it took me so much to gather all those write-up. And then initially, when I was starting off, when I was getting that experience often, when things happened and I was not expecting them, initially I used to abandon those things and let it go. But I start off again. But this time I start off with a new thought of making it better than it was. So most of the time, although I feel bad most times after putting effort in stuff and they don't turn out how I expected them or they flop, I put in my next foot and try as much as I can to make it better than it was. Or sometimes, as an advertiser, I work with a few apps. For instance, maybe I can't remember one app I was using initially, because now I use Canva. This is not an advert for Canva, but I'm just trying to let you know. Sometimes I might use Canva, and then probably I will not save my work. And when I go back, sometimes the Canva refuses to restore the design. And I say, oh my God, that design took me about 30 minutes to get to this point. I'll have to start that design again. But this time around, although I feel bad that I have to start afresh, I will get that conviction. I put in an effort to make sure that this next design is going to be a badass design. It's going to be much better and way better than the previous design. So I'll try to, add it a little bit of design and style that I was not able to add in the previous time. And then it turns out getting better. So finally, we'll now go on to the fact that probably it happened so that that design got lost or spoiled, because probably God or nature wanted me to get a better design. You understand? Or maybe this my idea didn't work this way because I could make it better, or I couldn't repost exactly what I had in mind in the first place because I wanted to make I have made it shorter or longer or much better, or I have noticed some things in it that I have loved to change. Assuming those misfortunes didn't happen at that point, I mightn't have made those changes. So now you know, this is a call for you to hold on to what idea you had that you are thinking of abandoning just because it didn't turn out how you expected. But this is a call for you to make it better. Make it worth the while. Since you're starting afresh, let it count. Let it make a lot of sense. Okay, I think I feel better right now. All right, thank you so much for listening to this point. For you to have listened to this point, I feel you enjoyed the talk, or you enjoyed my voice, or you just wanted to see what I was saying to the end. Okay, thank you so much. It's an honor. So if you have your thoughts, you have a comment, you can leave us a message. You can send me an email at tochibe@gmail.com. TOOCHIBE @gmail.com. That's the email we'll be using for our podcast and our official email for now. So if there's any change, you definitely would know. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful and lovely day. Ciao.